The goddesses are here to help guide and support others on their own personal journey, blending ancient ways with modern times. Goddesses are known for their love and compassion for others and the planet. We're coming together at this time during an important shift of consciousness. Many of you are awakening as a goddess of the light or a priestess of the light. At Silver Gaia, our mission is to bring an energy of light and unconditional love to the oneness. The ancient goddesses feel we are ready to receive the knowledge to realize our mission. There is strength and synergy in gathering together for the good of all.
Hey, Eric, how you doing?
Good afternoon, Bree.
Excited to work with you.
I'm excited to work with you. Of course, this is the Silver Gaia Hour, and you are our host for this hour.
And, of course, Stephanie is your co-host.
Uh-huh. So why don't you two, this is the first show, so I think it would be great if you two introduced yourselves and talk a little bit about what this show is going to be all about.
Sure. So I'm Bree Gibbs, and I'm of the Goddess Light. And the one thing I want everybody to know that goddesses are men and women. And goddesses stand for guardians of developing societies. Mm-hmm. And I just really am wanting to spread that news and that energy around everyone.
Yes. Yes.
And what about you, Steph?
Well, I'm Stephanie, and I am excited to be here today and share the messages that we have for you.
Yeah. I think we're going to do good.
Yeah.
As long as Eric can put up with 2, 3, 4 females in here. Yep. I mean, come on.
The energy is strong.
Yeah. We got Jamie in here. She's a massage therapist. How you doing, Jamie?
I'm doing just good.
Good. Well, we got a caller online.
We do.
Let's take her. Terry Strauss. She's a medium.
All right. Terry Strauss, welcome to the show.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Terry. It's Bree. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. And you?
Oh, great. I am so excited that you came on the show today. I want to thank you.
You're welcome.
So you ready to get going? I got a couple questions for you.
Okay, let's try this.
So my one that I really want to know is, when did you know you had these abilities of being a medium?
Being a medium probably wasn't until 2011.
Uh-huh.
Most of my childhood, I just had a really great knowing and I knew things. Could dream the future most of my whole life, but I didn't think it was special then.
Oh, it's really special. I know you helped me.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. And so what is the best way? I want to say this. What is the best way to help others to heal?
I feel that people really long to hear their voice again or hear their words again. Us here in the earth plane here, I would have to say, cope differently. When they leave, they're all out of pain and everything is pretty much good. And they want you to know, as well as we need to know here, that they're okay, or that we know that you got your teeth done or that you bought a new car or whatever have you. So the messages, I think, are the most important coming back, that there's truth to what we're saying when we say that we're always with you. They're always with us. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, and that's very true. I know that sometimes, like, my mom has come through my house and I've smelled her lavender and she was really into lavender. But no, it's very true.
Yeah. My dad is cigarette smoke. You need to do that outside. Seriously, Dad.
Yeah. No kidding. My dad would be cigars personally. Okay.
Yeah.
So then, when we talked about, like, when I was talking about doing this show, we ended up my father coming in that just transitioned over in April to you.
Yes.
And that was such a major healing, and knowing the first initial of his name and how he came in, and it was able to touch my heart because there was such a strange relationship between him and I. And how are you able to help others with that also?
I think that is the thing that they tell me the most, is that it was like, sometimes it's like a conversation. Each reading is different. I'm just, not that anybody isn't, but I'm just saying I'm just so compassionate about the way I give my readings, and I'm mostly a feeler, so I can feel their emotions, and I can feel if they're crying or whether, and it's usually a good cry that we have a connection. So I feel like just connecting them and giving people the truth,
right,
that we know what's going on. I think that's the most thing. I feel like love is universal healing.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's showing them love. That's showing, saying, hey, I know you're doing this. I know you're doing that. And sometimes recently some animals been popping in. I don't know what's up with that, but sometimes I'll get a few of them that pop in.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
They're saying, I'm here.
Yeah.
Let me, everybody know, pay attention to us too. I'm serious.
They're like our kids here. They're absolutely. Those are spirits as well.
So tell us a little bit about the shows you do and how you've reached out to other people.
This is my first show I've ever done. I do groups.
Right.
They're usually on weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And those are minimum of 6, maximum of 10. Other than that, I do one-on-ones, some phone readings. Trying to learn that Skype thing. That ain't my friend. no, not my friend. So I just word of mouth. I've not sold myself. I am going to be in the Arlington Street Fair this coming up weekend.
Uh-huh,
that's an
good
advertisement for me. Recently just did a fair at Vision Quest in Everett. So, and now I'm just like, it's crazy. It's just crazy.
Yeah, isn't it funny how the goddess has us going different ways right now?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Paving our path and we're walking it.
Right.
Well, good. So, one question that I do have for you, though, on a global level of healing, when you're working with groups of people, how does that globally help them?
Globally, that's pretty deep.
That's not a biggie, huh?
Yeah, it is a biggie because I have my own opinions about my global healing parts. But I just have to back up and say that I really feel like love is the way, and that if you can show them that we can move on, and that if what we're doing wrong can be corrected because someone in spirit is saying, you know, I know that this is going on and this is not helpful for you or whatever, or that they're just acknowledgeable about it, sometimes we'll put people on the right path. And I think healing-wise, one person at a time, one heart at a time, and hopefully I have faith that we'll all get there one day.
Yes.
What do you think about that, Stephanie?
Oh, I totally agree. The collective consciousness of love
right
everywhere. Getting the message out. Love yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing when we, and since we don't talk about other clients because that's universal laws that would prohibit us, when you talked to me about my dad that came through and stuff, it was an amazing experience. Him saying that I didn't have to forgive him any longer,
mm-hmm,
you know, and I had to accept that, and it took me a while after we got off the phone, you know, why am I keep forgiving him? Why am I? And I found out it was for my own need.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And once I realized that I could do it without that, then I was fine. And now I'm fine.
I'm glad you're fine.
Yeah. Thank you. So what's the best way of people to get a hold of you?
You can contact me on my Facebook page or email, but it's all on my website. So
okay,
I would send them to www.terrystrauss.com. And that's Terry, TerryStrauss.com.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Terry.
I really appreciate everything you're doing and keep up the great work that the Spirit is leading you to do.
Well, thank you for having me so much. Thank you.
You are welcome.
All right.
Let's go to a short break and we'll be right back.
All right, everybody, stay tuned for more of the Silver Guy Hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
Every child needs a place.
The place to call home.
To call home.
Every child needs a place.
Where they can grow up healthy.
And learn.
And be safe.
Safe.
A place where they can play.
And dream.
And plan for their future.
In the Habitat House.
My parents helped build.
In the Habitat House.
My daddy helped build.
My parents.
My mommy.
My mommy and daddy.
I study.
I grow.
I learn.
I live.
A house.
A house.
A house.
A chance.
A future.
A house, a chance, a future.
Are all in your hands.
Your support can help.
Put a decent roof.
Over the heads of a family like mine.
Like mine.
Like mine.
To learn how you can help, visit habitat.org.
Hi, this is Susan Harmon, inviting you to join me every Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time, for the Susan Harmon Hour. I'm always curious and I enjoy discussing a wide array of interesting and provocative subjects with fascinating and erudite guests. If you're looking for grounded authenticity with a twist, you'll want to join us for a fast-moving and informative hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Going our own way every day. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, glad everybody's back. I guess we have another caller. Let's take that call.
We've got Susan Harmon from the Susan Harmon Hour
every
Friday at noon right here on Alternative Talk on the air with us.
Hey, Susan.
Hey.
Welcome. Hey, is this the infamous Bree Gibbs of Silver Gaia fame?
Oh, it sure is. And we got Stephanie here, too.
Hey, Stephanie, what are you girls up to?
And we are sitting in an office and looking out of the window and smiles. We have smiles everywhere.
Cool. I caught a little bit of the show a few minutes ago. Definitely important now. The veils are so thin that people understand how important those messages are.
That's right.
Sure. Yeah.
The veils are thinning daily. And with what happened the other day, the shifting of the planet, it's like it's opening.
Yeah.
Pay attention, people.
This is good. Well, I just wanted to, one, welcome you to the KKNW family and let your listeners know what great ladies you are. Both of you are women of wisdom, and that the fact that you are both spreading goddess wisdom through the airwaves is a big boost and a big boon for the listeners of KKNW.
Well, so thanks
thank
a
you
lot.
For what you do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. We'll be talking to you soon.
Day.
Uh-huh. Bye.
All
bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, well, that was fun having her call
in. I love Susan.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she is. She has such energy.
She does.
Yeah.
She puts some of us to shame.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Anyway, and we talk about our experiences. She can outrun all of us.
Oh, yeah.
Huh, yep. Eric?
I don't know. I've never raced her, but yeah, she's a great lady.
And yeah.
Definitely worth listening to the show every Friday at noon.
Yes. Really? It's a good show. Well, we have another special guest in the studio right now. It's Jamie K. Lemon, massage therapist and body work. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Bree.
How you doing?
Just great. My first experience at doing this.
Yeah. You're looking just like a natural back there.
Well, thank you. Keep bring it on.
Yeah. I am. Okay, so let me ask you. So you got in a car accident.
I did.
And I understand that's what led you to massage.
Yeah, the pain, the chronic pain. It was back in the early 80s when I wrecked my car and ended up in the hospital for 3 days. And the only cure they had for me was pain pills, anti-inflammatories, muscle relaxers, and
yep.
all that. And after taking all that stuff for 15 years, you know, your body just shuts down and you're just in chronic pain. Oh, and antidepressants. I forgot. They try to fix everything with antidepressants.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so somebody finally told me, hey, have you ever thought about massage? And it's, who has money to spend on massage?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? So, yeah, I rounded up $60 and I went up and had a massage. And that was the first time that I felt good for 4 hours. And I was like, hey. So then I went to my next massage the next week, and wow, I felt good for about 8 hours.
Oh.
And then I went and had another massage, and it's like, oh my God, I'm onto something.
Right.
So I talked to the massage practitioner, and he introduced me to Brenneke School of Massage, and next thing you know, here I am in 96 signing up to go to massage school.
Isn't it great how your guides will lead you to something that you need to learn?
It's crazy nuts.
And they have your eyes open enough to see that this stuff really does work.
It really does.
You know, and you pursue it even more, and you want to get it to the people that this stuff really works. You just...
Right.
You
gotta, I felt it.
Yeah.
Right. I felt it.
Yeah.
Because if you look back, I used to be a nurse.
Uh-huh.
And you look back, and it was always pushing pill, push a pill,
yes.
push a pill, push a pill. And all that takes years to get out of your system.
Mm-hmm.
And by you working on the body, I know that you worked on me one time.
Mm-hmm.
And the stress that left within a, what, 5 minute period, 10 minute, it just felt like instantly.
Right.
It was like amazingly.
Yeah.
It was just, oh, I wanted to sleep. It was done. It was over with.
Yeah.
So the one thing, I know that you've really gotten into nutrition also. And you've helped me with that by staying on protein.
Mm-hmm.
Where swelling was stopping.
Mm-hmm.
And so how does that affect when you're doing the massage therapy and nutrition together?
Well, I'm not certified in nutrition.
No, that I know that. So but I'm just saying
I only
some
have
hints.
My own personal experiences on what things I can use to help myself. And vitamin C is a big one, and so is magnesium. People don't realize that calcium causes the muscle to contract, but magnesium is what causes the muscle to decontract or relax, right? And so if someone wants to openly dialogue during their massage, I can talk to them about possible nutritional benefits. I can talk to them about spiritual things. I can talk to them about emotional disconnects that people have between what their heart wants and what their head wants.
Right. Right.
And when I'm in a session, I'm not the only person in the room. There's others
Many
unseeable that are talking to me or guiding me or.
Right. And so when you're doing that, you are letting the client know that you are working with other guides because of the universal laws we have to follow.
Well, I didn't know I was working with other guides. I would see a picture of the foot and I would go and work on the foot. I would hear words in my head and I would tell them the words in my head. And
right.
so I just sit there and try and be in the land of neutrality so that I get out of my own way and I'm really present with what their needs are.
So you're spiritually guided in that direction with that.
I believe I am, but yes. I couldn't tell you what spirit is guiding me.
Right?
Love.
Well, love.
Love to heal and take away the pain and bring people to peace.
So when I went to massage school, I was on 5 different prescription medications, and 2 of them they told me I would never come off of. And by the time I graduated massage school, I was off of everything.
Prove them wrong.
And I'm not on any prescriptions today, you know, and I'm in my 50s. And I think that's pretty incredible in this day and age.
It is.
Yeah, because you golf and do everything.
I do. Mm-hmm. Nothing holds me back.
Right.
Nice.
Wow. So you're located in Kent.
Yes, I am.
And so how can they get a hold of you?
If you would like to contact me, you can contact me at 253-332-7318 or my website, which is Kent, K-E-N-T, massage.com.
Okay, good. The other, you know, one thing I just missed, I'm sorry here. It says that you're very passionate about helping others take care of their bodies. That's empowering them. Can you explain a little bit on that?
I would love to. My primary focus in life is to watch the light come on in people.
Don't you love that?
I do. And you can see the key go in the lock and you can hear the click.
The aha moments they get, like, I get it.
Yes, yes.
And then
it is
it's
so
like,
much fun. And that
you know
is
how
what
simple
fuels
that was.
Me.
Yes.
That fuels me.
Yes. I think people think, you know, it is hard work to get to peace within yourself. But it's worth it. It's worth the work because there's amazing things that change in your life. You now know where you're going.
Exactly.
How you feel about you going.
I wouldn't change anything in my life. All of my experiences have brought me to where I am today and to who I am today.
You know what? I'm really glad to hear you say that. So many people say, if I could change this or I could change that.
Then I'll be happy.
You know what? It doesn't work that way. I wouldn't have changed anything I've been through in the last 10 years or the last 3 months. I have grown from it, and we all have grown from things.
Yes.
That's how we grow.
Yeah. Right.
You know.
And if you don't pay attention, the lesson will get louder.
Oh.
Or, yeah, yeah. No kidding.
I always said that God throws you stones before he throws you bricks.
Right.
Pay attention, because the bricks hurt.
Yeah.
Yes.
No kidding. Mm-hmm.
School of Hard Knocks. That's my best school.
Mm-hmm. I'm going, and how many times do you see me go through transition and she's had to help?
Right.
You know. Mm-hmm. So no, that's great. So anyway, any other advice you can give us that would help with headaches or anything else through massage therapy?
Okay, let's talk about headaches. I was a chronic sufferer of headaches every day. I went to the pain clinic so that they could monitor me so that I could learn biofeedback to manage my headaches. And I had cluster migraines, and it was horrible. When I went to massage school, I was actually in class one day, and I went up to the teacher, and I said, look, I need to go home. My head is pounding. And she says, I'll tell you what, go and drink 32 ounces of water, and if you come back and you still have your headache, I'll massage you. So I said, all right, game on. So mm-hmm. I went out and I drank my 32 ounces of water and I came back and I didn't have a headache. Mm-hmm. And I went, well, crap, now I don't get a massage.
right?
And then when that didn't work, they asked me to go and eat a chicken breast.
Mm-hmm.
So water and protein, lack of, are the number one and two causes of headache pain.
That's, you know, I heard that before, that drinking water would get rid of a headache. But yeah, I didn't, like, no, that's hard.
Right. I mean, people don't, I didn't like water.
Right.
No.
I didn't like water, but it's what my body needs. And so if you look at the body this way, when it gives you pain,
it's telling you something.
It's only signal to tell you that something's off a little.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And to sit down and figure what is off.
Right.
Yeah.
So I have my system of checks and balances. Exactly. And I always tell my clients, if you don't have a massage appointment and you run into a snag, give me a call and I'll talk you through it on the phone.
Right.
Right. Good.
I'm just a phone call away. I want to be a lifeline for people. I want to walk with them through their experience. Mm-hmm. I want to empower them.
And that's what this show's about, is empowering them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And once you get empowered, the power to share your knowledge is...
priceless.
It is.
It is.
Right.
I mean, because you want to get it out there. And, you know, I find sometimes, you know, when I'm talking to people and, you know, their lights are kind of going out and they're not understanding and going, wow, I can't wait until, because it's so easy once you get it
mm-hmm.
to work with all these gifts that they've, that you've studied to work with, and to go, if you could just tell people, I mean, I just want to touch them and go, okay, 3, 2, 1, okay, now you know everything, would be easier. But to get them, you know, this is easy to do once you know how to, you know, to do your grounding and, you know, your breathing.
If you just push the pause button for a minute and unplug
still the
from
mind.
Life, sit and breathe and seek peace.
You'll find it
if
there.
If you listen twice as much as you speak, you can connect to your source to find out what you need.
Yes.
Well, and that's very true. The other thing is, I've come across a lot of people that are not grounded.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that scares me.
How can we be with all of this technology?
Yes.
And so with me, and what I've taught my students is Primus. And that's bringing in...
Primus.
Mm-hmm. And that's taking the doing prana breathing.
Right.
Bringing in the golden particles from spirit, bringing it all the way down through our body, through all of our chakras, down to Gaia, bring it back up to spirit, and then settle all in our heart chakra.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's really simple to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when I feel like I'm disconnected or I don't feel like I'm in my body all the way, that's one thing I do.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Or I make sure I'm connected to my higher self. And it's real simple to say, I connect my physical body to my higher self.
Mm-hmm. I tell a lot of people, you know, do I ams.
Right.
You know, I am love. I am caring.
Mm-hmm.
Until you smile.
Right.
And then you know it's working.
Right.
Yes.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie's got the biggest smile, by the way, if everybody can see her right now. It's like teeth everywhere.
Oh, beautiful.
I know. It really is.
Why, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So, Stephanie, you and I met in a really weird way.
Yes, we did. But I asked for you. I was asking my guides. I need a teacher. I can't do this by myself anymore. I need more knowledge. And yes, Bree is my teacher.
And mine too.
Thanks, guys.
And
well, you guys have taught me things too, so.
Oh, we teach each other all the time. That, I mean, we bounce off of each other all the time. That's what we're here for.
Right.
Yeah.
So when we met, was in a really strange way.
Yes.
But here we are today, 3-4 years later.
Yeah.
Now we're starting a show called Silver Gaia.
Yeah. I would have never guessed that I'd been on the radio. I would have done what I was doing before and just kept going with it. But I am awake. And
right on.
I am here to help.
Right on. And we're stepping up.
Yes, we are. We're putting our foot forward so we can help all you out there that need need the help? Do you
right
walk your path?
So, unveiling the goddess in you.
Yes.
That's what I want to talk about now.
Rock on.
How it's so easy when you look in the mirror and you go, is that me?
Right. It's when that person in the mirror is looking back at you and you know it's you, but it's a different you.
It's a different you.
It's a brighter you. For me, it was brighter and softer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't have to go to this in this world revving my engine.
Warp speed, you know, minus what, two.
Right.
Right, right. But once you embrace that goddess in us, and that goddess energy, and it balances us, it's like nothing can stop us. Mm-hmm. We keep going.
Yes, and men are goddesses too.
Yeah, yes. They are. Guardians of developing society. Eric, that means you too.
Great.
Yeah. So think about it. Your guardian of developing society means that we're protectors of this planet.
Exactly. We all are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I wish people
and
would
understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I was walking behind somebody in there, and they were throwing stuff on out in front of my yard and stuff. And my husband, he didn't say nothing the other day. And I go, okay, goddess, I'm picking it up.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's like, it's in front of my yard. But then I thought, I'm going to walk down the street a little bit and pick some more garbage up.
Yes.
It's my way of saying thank you.
Yes. And it's her way and blessing the planet, too, by getting that garbage off the planet.
I just hope, you know, that other people are watching when you're picking up something someone else threw down. Because then, you know, you're kind of teaching them to do it, too.
Right.
You know, it takes all of us that's going to, you know, clean up this earth for Gaia.
Right.
All of us. It all takes us a little bit. Stop throwing stuff on the ground and find a garbage can.
Right. And so that was one thing and stuff.
Mindful.
And then on the divine feminine, the energy that connects into me when I'm doing my work, you know, and a lot of us have male and female energy.
Yes.
And keeping that balance is really hard. But you have more female energy than anything, you're having to figure out, okay, so how am I going to stay balanced?
Mm-hmm.
And so there are some of us that are all female energy. Mm-hmm. And there are people who are saying, no, that can't be. Well, it's very true.
Yes.
And so with me, I'll wear a yellow gold to bring in that male energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's of the Christ consciousness also. That keeps me balanced, along with the goddess. And people are going, well, you got to either work with you know, Source, or you work with Mother Goddess Gaia. No, if people understand it works together all into one.
Yes.
And it's like this big, long portal that they work together as, and we work with them both. It brings in, that's where our gifts come from, our abilities. Right. We're a conduit for them.
Right.
And so, you know, like even with you, Jamie, you're a conduit as a healer for Source and Gaia.
I figured something magical was going on.
There you go.
I just didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, and despite all of my education that I've had, you know, I surely come to realize that I had to weave all these different aspects of me into me that were all of a sudden coming in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And we bring these energies forward. And they've been there the whole time, but we just didn't know that they were there.
Right.
And so when we weave them into the third chakra in our power center, we just like, we can do this.
Yes.
You know, and some people I've noticed from, I've been gone for 6 years and I came back here, or actually 30 years, and I've been home for 6 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I come back here and people are like, what are you talking about? We've been in those aspects. What do you mean?
Right.
Well, we've all lived hundreds of lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to come back and say, you know, I don't want to remember all 100 lives. Sorry.
No.
That's way too much. But the energies we brought forward in this lifetime are real important that we're not ashamed to say what they are, who they are, and why we're here.
Right.
A lot of people want to hide that. And with this new paradigm that started, you know, because it's an ending year and a beginning year, you know, and for me, it's like, I'm opening up. I'm not hiding no more.
I think people are finding it more difficult to hide from their own selves.
I think you're right.
It's coming forward, and you have to face that, or you're going to have some hard lessons.
And this is what I tell people, be your true, authentic self.
Yes, until you can be yourself, you're really not representing.
No, stand in your truth.
Stand in your truth. Yeah, there's, if you're a loving, caring, and giving person, and you say that about yourself, but you're not showing love, giving, or caring, then you're not representing those three things.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say you're a loving, caring, and giving person, represent those things. Be the change that you want to see in everybody else.
Right.
And it starts with you.
Right.
That's my motto.
Yes.
I love that from Gandhi. Mm-hmm. It's great. It is great. So I think we're about ready to take a break for a few minutes, and we'll be right back with you. Thank you.
Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
More than 1 million wild animals are killed each year illegally. Poaching is a major threat to our country's wildlife. I'm Tom Barry. I'm an actor with a desire to preserve living space for wildlife. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust does just that. Works with private landowners to protect wildlife, to preserve natural habitats. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, call 800-729-SAVE. That's 800-729-SAVE or visit wildlifelandtrust.org. Thank you.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
Welcome back to the Goddess Gaia Hour. I just
goddess.
Screwed it up, didn't
no,
I?
It's okay.
I'm telling
you. It's our
first show. Right? Say, yeah. You know what? We're sitting here talking about goddess work, and I say that. You know, the one thing I want to bring up is about Lemuria. And you guys know how I feel about that.
Yes.
And it's like 50,000 years ago. Mm. Fifth dimension.
Nice.
I know. And guess what? We're sitting on it now.
I know, right here.
In the Pacific Northwest.
Yes. Yes.
And a lot of people don't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
From this side, in Pacific Northwest, all the way to Greece.
Atlantis
was on the other side.
I didn't even know about Lemuria.
Really?
Not a clue until I met you. But I knew about Atlantis.
Right.
Because that's out there. I mean, that's
right. More
that's
common.
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And yeah.
So the dimension that we're sitting on now is the beginning times of Lemuria.
Yes.
And the Elvens have come in.
Yes. And the Elvens are before Lemuria, right?
Correct.
Yes. Yes.
And so, and they don't even need a portal to come through. And people are going, they need a portal. Uh-uh. They're nothing but pure light.
That's
they
what
don't
I was
not,
say.
They
light.
Do not need a portal to come through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so since we're talking about goddess stuff, I'm like, oh, we need to talk about this.
Okay.
This is really important. So Lemuria was over 50,000 years ago.
Can you explain to the people that are listening what a portal is?
Sure. Okay, so when they're opening, when they're starting with a portal up in, from their dimension that they're at.
Right.
Okay, so let's just say from a star seed system.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, you know, some people might think it's like a wormhole or different things, you know. And so
right.
What we do is, as a planetary worker,
mm-hmm.
I anchor an energy
mm-hmm.
for them to come through. So it's like a cylinder or portal coming through,
mm-hmm.
and they can come onto my property. It's safe for them. They know that they can come in
right.
and out, that nothing can hurt, go come out of those portals
uh-huh.
that is not of the highest of light.
Right.
Otherwise, they're gone.
Right. Well, yeah.
Yeah, they're not coming on my on the planet.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, because we have some that sneak in once in a while.
Do people do this without knowing?
Oh, yeah.
They're opening portals?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
You got a couple on your property.
Yeah.
I mean, I just blessed that one.
Yeah, I got some in my fairy forest.
You know, well, that was really neat. Come to see you.
Yes, you did. You came and saw me on a Sunday, and I took her to a fairy forest in my backyard that a little girl of 4 years old started, and we have grown to just love this space. And she had moved from my space, and well, Brie came over on a Sunday, and I'm like, this is my fairy forest. And she goes, oh, there's a portal. And I'm like, where? And she showed me, and I could see it.
How cool.
Yes. Yeah, well, they didn't want me to leave.
No, they did not.
They literally grabbed the back of my pant leg, and I went flying forward.
She tripped. And they did not want her to leave. But the amazing thing, it was a couple days later, my boyfriend and I went back there to bring crystals and to lay out there and ground ourselves and do some meditation. And there's another portal, bigger than the first one.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yes. Crazy. It was not there.
Exactly.
It was not there. And she said because a veil had been lifted that you can see now.
Right.
And it's like, wow, this is proof because it was not there on Sunday.
Right?
Yes. Amazing.
And so my consciousness when I was there left my body and it didn't come back till after. Stephanie says, you need to bless the portal. So I called in all my guides and everybody and the you know, angels and the fairies and all the elementals and stuff. We blessed it. And all of a sudden, phew, I was back in my body. I was
like, let her go.
You could not have let me know before that. Are you guys crazy?
No. No. Surprise.
I know. Falling over the tree limb wasn't the funnest, though.
No.
But anyway, but yeah. So a silver guy, what we're trying to do is bring in the goddess energy and unveil it for everyone.
Yes.
And so they're not afraid to be who they are, speak their truth, and just be their true essence of who they are.
Yes. Now, maybe you need to explain to the people, too, is lifting the veil. What does that mean?
Okay, so as a planetary, this is where I need to go back as a planetary worker. As a planetary worker, I come in, and I've been doing planetary work for over 20 years.
Right.
And so everybody knows eventually heaven and earth will be as one.
Right.
And so what I started out was anchoring heaven and earth portals. So earth and heaven together, right?
Like connecting them together.
Connecting it together. So they're all standing right side up.
Oh, right.
Right. And so I did that. And then all of a sudden, as a seer, I was seeing energies that shouldn't be on the planet. And I was like going, uh-oh.
Right.
You know, I was a kid that looked under the bed.
Right.
Not running from them. I was like, okay, all right, what do I do now? You know, and this is in my 20s when, you know, I'm going, oh, what the heck, right? I'm 57 now, you know, going, okay. So, but I learned during this time, you just don't go out and kick butt.
Right.
And so what you want to do is when you run across ones that aren't supposed to be here, you transmute them in love.
Oh, yeah.
Now, where a lot of people are like going, oh, I'm just going to kick their butts of who they are. And we go, oh, no, no.
No.
Transmute with love.
Yeah.
Goddesses always stay in a love state.
For sure.
No matter what happens, no matter if you have an argument with your husband, your child, like I did, you know, and we all have that with our spouses and significant others. And but you have to still transmute that energy out of your house.
Yes.
Yeah. Just because, you know, and
smudging is good too.
Smudging.
Yes. Brings in the fresh energy.
Oh, and then if you get like me and you really want to make sure your whole house is clear, then use dragon's blood.
Yeah.
You can buy just dragon's blood sticks, you know, incense sticks, and you can use them to cleanse your whole home.
Right.
It only takes one with those.
Nice.
So, I mean, you know. And
it's amazing when, you know, when I would smudge, my girls would be at school. And my girls would come home and they'd go, oh, Mom, you're smudged.
Right.
I'm like, how can you tell? They'd say, the energy feels different. They couldn't smell it because it had been too long, but they knew just from the energy alone that smudging was working.
And children are already being born with all these gifts.
I know.
It's so awesome.
Yes.
Well, and what's so fun with me is my son, when he was 9, I took him into a store, and all of a sudden he just started picking up all these rocks. And next thing he goes, I want to learn how to use a pendulum.
Really?
He was like 9 then.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, okay. So a friend of mine bought him a pendulum for Christmas, but he was using mine and stuff. I want to see if he was really serious. And I have lots of them, right? And he goes, okay, show me my no. He gets his own no. Show me my yes. He gets that. And then he always says, well, what's this back and forth? I said, well, you didn't ask the question directly enough. And so that's kind of a neutral,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so, you know, for such a long time, he worked pendulums better than most adults I ever met.
Yeah.
And Jamie, you have the coolest pendulum. I want you to tell me about yours. Hey,
please.
A stone from the goddess. Come on.
It's an Andara crystal that I...
Andara?
Andara mm-hmm. crystal that came from Mount Shasta.
What a pretty name. Oh, yeah.
They were only found at Mount Shasta in Peru, is what I've been told.
Right. Yeah.
And so I picked one. It's pretty green, and I needed to attach a piece of dental floss to it so that I could use it as a pendulum.
Oh, yes.
And it's like, what, about 50-cent piece?
Yeah.
And that sucker just swings.
What would you use a pendulum for mostly?
I do it for confirmation for me.
Okay. That's what I do too when I do work.
If I can't get a hold of somebody else, another healer, another planetary worker, or whatever, uh-huh. then I get a hold of try my pendulum. If I still have any questions, and yes, we all should be helping each other and working with each other on this.
Uh-huh.
And so I use it just for confirmation, and then I go with it.
Yeah.
And I always say, may the answers come from spirit and the highest
yes,
of light,
love and light.
Only,
yes.
not of my physical body. Because mm-hmm. our egos can kind of, you know,
oh, yeah.
trick us,
oh,
right?
You bet. Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I always say, may the answers come from spirit and the highest mm-hmm. of light only.
We need to do a whole show on ego.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Oh, we can.
Oh,
we
that might have been my ego.
Yeah. Oh, now wait a minute, Jamie. Edgar Ego.
That's right. I named it Edgar Ego. That way it's the third person and it's not me, but it talks about what's present in the room.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so last night, there was some ego going on in my house. Huh. It was mine.
Oh.
Yeah, so I got some making up to do today.
Hey. Well,
yeah.
Thank God you have another day.
Yeah. 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 I have to do that. I kind of lost my temper and it was just one of those days. But then you guys got to remember what was yesterday?
The 4th of July.
And
the new moon.
New moon.
Ooh, now that's was a new energy.
Yeah. And so right now it's people's emotions are up because
yes.
of this new moon.
Mm hmm.
And I usually don't feel this stuff. And
do
now
you mean like up, like, or
uh-huh.
just busy, busy, busy?
No.
Just
no.
Up.
We're, right. And so,
oh, okay.
like, screwing up on saying, you know, goddess and, you know, mm-hmm. and saying that. And I'd normally get mad. Right now, I'm kind of laughing because we're all in the studio for the first time having a fun show, right?
Yes.
But no. But this new moon has brought up people to be aggravated easily.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so we have the full moon coming in a couple weeks.
Right.
And that's where Susan Harmon is going to be on here
uh-huh.
with
oh,
us
yay.
For an hour.
Yay.
And she's going to be talking about what she's going to be doing
mm-hmm.
for the full moon. And it's like, oh my gosh, we're going to be able to find it. So anyway, so last night I put out all my intentions out,
I
right?
wrote down my intentions on a piece of paper last night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you can write them.
Yes.
And sometimes I sleep with them. Sometimes mm-hmm. I burn them so
yeah,
they go out to the
mine.
Universe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And last night I was sleeping with them.
Yeah.
I was making sure I woke up this morning in a good mood and being able to do the show. Because
mm-hmm.
I've been gone for 6 years off the air. And it's like, oh, this is like a brand new baby now.
Oh, well, it's definitely brand new for me. It's been, it's fun, though. It's fun.
So, Jamie, how you doing over there?
Awesome.
Good. Awesome. So, anything else you want to add on massage?
Yeah, tell me some of the benefits.
Mm.
Is it a necessity or is it a luxury? Everybody has this idea that massage is just a luxury.
I think it's
mandatory.
Yeah, it's a necessity.
Well, let's talk about why. Why is it a necessity?
It's so beneficial.
In what way?
Healing the spirit.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
How else?
The mind.
Right?
Body, mind, soul, and spirit.
Well,
every single part, but also.
You tell me.
No.
I was waiting for that moment.
But remember when you worked on me? And I was just really tense.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is never came back.
Yes.
I've never had that problem up here again.
Good.
On my shoulders.
We like it when that
so
happens.
So you mm-hmm. have a special touch, lady.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Told that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So tell us some more about you then.
About me?
Yeah.
Or about the benefits of
the
massage?
The benefits. And maybe you too.
All right. So the benefits of massage is it improves your circulatory system, which is inclusive of your blood and your lymphatic system.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have interstitial fluid that's in between all the cells. And so if we're tight and we're stressed, envision your hand being tight like a fist.
Mm-hmm.
And then over by your thumb and your index finger, how much water, food, and air gets in there?
Not much.
Not
right.
Much.
And then over by your little finger, how much waste and toxins get out.
None.
And so then the circulation stops and it builds lactic acid and metabolic waste. And then when you poke it, it becomes tender to touch. And so through regular massages, even just once a month, right? Once a month, go in, get your hour and a half massage. If I can't do an hour and a half, I don't waste my time because it takes me 45 minutes to finally chill.
Right.
Right.
Stop the rat race in my head, right? So massage, it loosens your joints. It takes the pain away. It improves your circulation. It gives you a sense of well-being. It connects you to spirit. It calms you down. And there's this, we have an autonomic nervous system. And within that autonomic nervous system, we have your parasympathetic branch, which is feed and breed.
Right.
And we have the sympathetic branch, which is fight or flight.
Right.
And so we are always fighting and flighting. We've got so many tasks to do, so many kids to take care of, so many projects to errands to run. I mean, we are just busy from the time we pop our eyes open until the time we close them at night.
Yes.
So the blood, when you're in that fight or flight mode, the blood is in your arms and your legs, back to primal time, that's propelling us to run away from the saber-toothed tiger.
Right.
When you're in the feed and breed state, relaxed because of a massage, all the blood goes from your arms and your legs into your belly to nourish and feed you. That's the most optimal place for healing to happen, is when you're relaxed.
Wow.
So is massage really a luxury or is it a necessity? For
me, it's a necessity.
Yeah.
Exactly. So thank you for letting me share that part.
Yeah. No problem.
Yes.
So, Steph, we got a few more minutes, so I want to get back to some more goddess stuff. You know how I'm at about that.
Yeah.
So, the one thing, planetary workers, we need you.
We need all planetary workers.
Yes. Just to come forward, quit hiding, and start working on this planet.
Hug a tree.
Yeah.
It's not as weird as you think it is.
Hey, I did the other day. Remember
good.
That?
It does. Does. You can literally feel the tree hug back.
Yes, you can.
Yes.
You know, the one thing I do, though, before I even
you
do
ask.
That, I ask the tree, may I touch you, please?
Yes.
And if I feel like back off, I'm not touching the tree, but I'm giving them honor and respect. You know, and so maybe one day I'll explain how you can tell a male tree from a female tree, but today is not the day.
Okay, well, that'll be a future show then.
Oh, that'd be a topic.
Yes.
So, more and more I feel myself moving in a direction and remembering what my grandmother and my mother went through to fulfill their lifetimes as goddesses.
Yeah.
And I watched and I saw and I know what I went through. And it was really cool because when I was able to see that, and we had these three flower beds at my mom's house when we were growing up, right?
Yeah.
I didn't understand what all the three flower beds are. They're marble rock gardens with benches, and one had a tree in it. The other one had like three trees around it, and then it had a bench and a fountain in it. And then the other one was actually shaped in a half moon. But I didn't know at that time what that meant, right? And then when I said, you know what's going on. I can do this, Mom. And then she explained to me all what was going on. So these are things we're going to talk about Silver Gaia. And why we named it Silver Gaia and all the other things that are happening at this time.
Yeah. How about some future shows? What are we going to be talking about?
Oh.
Sound healing.
Sound healing.
That's going to be next week with Jamie.
That is one of my favorites, Jamie. Oh, I went to one of her classes and it was beautiful. I never felt anything like that in my life.
It's incredible.
And, you know, that is a perfect thing to teach people what vibration really feels like.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and how vibration heals. I mean, you know, we all have our own little tuning fork. You know, if you're depressed,
Yeah, we can all
Yep. Yeah.
So, but no, it's amazing because the last one I did with you, and what I was able to see and feel, and what you saw around me, and how I came up so red. It was activating things in me that need to be activated. And that's one thing I want people to realize, that when you're doing the sound healing, you're activating people's senses. And that's really important there.
Yeah.
So we got Eric over there so quiet. I'm wondering if you can handle all of us right now.
Of course. Just enjoying the conversation.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Now, in sound healing, do you just do the bowls or?
I have crystal bowls. Seven crystal bowls, and I have 14 Tibetan bowls.
Wow.
Hand-hammered Tibetan bowls. And then I have tuning forks for all of the planets.
Nice.
That is cool.
According to NASA engineers, it is the sound that the planets make as they go through their orbit.
You are kidding. That sounds
amazing. No, it's
amazing.
Really fun.
That's exciting.
Yeah, you should see this picture she has on her wall.
Mm-hmm.
As all of the planets.
Right.
And having all the tuning forks.
Uh-huh.
Balls.
It's an incredible experience.
Yeah.
So I like to start off with Tibetan bowls laid all around the table, and then I sound them, and then I use the tuning forks to fine-tune whatever is, you know, your concern, and then I add in the crystal bowls, which lifts and elevates you.
For sure. That's the one that I...
And then I ground you again.
Yay.
I got a quick question about sound healing, and since we've only got about 5 minutes left in the show, we should probably save this for the actual show about sound healing.
No, go ahead.
But I had heard that that cats, actually their purr is a healing sound, and that the frequency of the purr helps them heal. So
you bet.
Do you do anything with that?
I know that when I play my tuning forks or my bowls, my dog and cat come from wherever they are in the house, and they just lap up
their feeling. That frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, so we can talk more about
that.
Yeah,
but no, that's right, because even at my house with all my animals, we won't mention how many, and I play my CD, my dogs all calm down.
You bet.
And
they know,
like,
what's good.
Right. Mm-hmm. And at night, my cat's just purring, and her claws are going in my hair, and she's relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
So
will we be able to see some of your singing bowls next time? Can she bring them in? Will they be able to hear them?
I don't see why not.
Absolutely.
You bet.
Good.
Yeah.
Hey,
good.
I never thought about that.
Well,
that's a good idea.
As long as they're portable.
Yes.
Oh, they're portable.
Yep, okay. I'm portable. Cool. I can take them anywhere.
Nice.
So that way, we'll be able to experiment and show everybody what you do, or they can listen.
They can listen.
And then we
see through the radio.
Yeah.
Hey, Bree, can you tell us some of the people that we will be having on our show?
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited.
These are some amazing guests.
Yeah, until I have them sign the contracts, I really won't say anything. They're very well-known authors and leaders of this spiritual events. Yeah. There's a couple coming to Seattle next year. We're going to be doing a big healing summit.
Nice.
Stuff to come.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And so once those contracts are all signed, I'm going to tell you guys, everybody.
Yes.
And that's
keep joining us. We'll have new things to talk about every week.
New things.
Yes.
It's going to be great. I'm so excited. We made it through the first show.
We did.
Ta-da.
Good job. Good job, everybody.
we came early, had to sit down and have something to eat.
Yes.
And then we got up here just to calm ourselves down. Mm-hmm. And look at that.
You think it would be easy on the radio? It is. It's not as hard as we thought it was
to
be.
And you know the whole thing about it is, I told you it wouldn't be that hard. And I'm the one that tripped over her words.
Yes.
I'm telling you. I get too excited.
She got nervous as I got unnervous.
Yeah. Just, that's the way. Yeah.
Yin yang. We balanced it out. Good job, girls.
Hey, yeah. So we're doing great. So we got a couple more minutes left. And so, Jamie, again, how can they reach you?
At www.kentmassage.com.
And phone number?
253-332-7318.
Great. And the way that you guys can get a hold of us is go to KKNW site on Silver Gaia, and we're linked in to Goddess Wisdom.
Perfect.
Yes. So, Stephanie, they can get a hold of us. We can even put a phone number out. You want to?
Yes.
So let's go ahead. 253-230-0422. And then I want to leave you with something that was given to me on Facebook today by a friend of mine. Be humble, for you are made of the earth. Be noble, for you are made of the stars. Isn't that beautiful?
That is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wanted to end with today. I thought people need to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to copy it off and put it on here, it was just like, this is it. So I just tell people, keep looking and watching the stars.
Yep.
So thank you for listening today.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you.